two sacks?
Uh-huh, or just if it weighed a certain amount, say.
Oh, 2 pounds.
Okay. And, let's see, what do you call the inside part of the egg?
The inside part?
Uh-huh.
Is the yolk.
Okay, and what about, what's the other part? What do you call it?
The egg white.
Okay. And what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you boil them in hot water, what do you call them?
Raw egg.
Okay. And if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water, what kind are they?
Poached.
Okay. And now, what do you call the salt, sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Sugar-cured meat?
Uh-huh. Or it could be salt, you know, salt-cured meat that you boil with greens. Or do you have a name for like fat salt pork?
Yes.
What do you call that?
What I call salt pork is just that plain fat.
Uh-huh.
Fat meat. That fat back.
Uh-huh. Can you think of any other old words and stuff people call them? Or what if it had a little bit of lean in it?
Well, you can call it strick of lean.
Okay. And when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call it? A what of bacon?
Ham.
Okay. What do you call the part between the shoulder and the ham on the pizza? What's that part?
Between the shoulder and the ham.
Uh-huh.
The milling.
Okay. And what's the kind of meat that you buy sliced and thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. And what's the edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it? What do you call that?
The edge that you cut
off. The part you have to cut off if you don't buy it, you know, already sliced.
I don't know.
Would you call it the rind or something like that? Or the skin? Or
the rind.
Okay. And what's the kind of meat you buy and then slice it thin to eat with your eggs? You call that? I think you already said.
Bacon.
Uh-huh. Let's call that bacon too. Okay. And what's the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Link sausage.
Okay. And who kills and sells the meat?
Who kills and sells meat?
What's that?
The butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat's done what?
It's spoiled.
Okay. And after you butcher the hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Well, you can make bone stew or sauce.
How do you make that once you do it? Do you know?
Yes, I made both.